One, two, three, four, five. When we were youngsters, me and little brother slipped out the bedroom window and sat down that gutter. We made our way through the darkness, through the alleys and shortcuts, climbing that ladder up the water tower. Used to sit and dream them dreams of how our lives would be as we grew older, dreams of glory and power. Everything looks smaller and at the same time taller, stretched on forever, the view from the tower. Big river was rolling, 7-year flood flowing, winds of war blowing, ice cold and snowing. Boys grew into men then, right there and then. Little brother headed one way, and I went the other. Used to sit and dream them dreams of how our lives would be as we grew older, dreams of glory and power. Everything looks smaller and at the same time taller, stretched on forever, the view from the tower. Brother dug in deeper as my climb grew steeper. While he was building him a home, I built a tower of my own. We used to glimpse one another across the wide rolling river. We turned our gaze from each other, pretend we didn't remember how we used to dream them dreams of how our lives would be as we grew older, dreams of glory and power. Everything looks smaller and at the same time taller, stretched on forever, the view from the tower. All right, all right, all right. I went down to the river, found a note in a bottle, read it there by the water. It said, I miss my brother. I went and gotten my hammer. I tore down my tower. I built a raft and a rudder, sailed across that river. I went and found my brother, his children and a mother. Now nevermore will I wander, and nevermore will I wander. And now we sit and dream them dreams of how our lives will be as we grow older, in the glory and the power. Oh, everything looks smaller and at the same time taller, set down forever, the view from the tower. Yeah, stretches on forever, the view from the tower. Hey, hey, stretches on forever, the view from the tower.
So, Jeff, did you get an email from Michael Brewer this week?
You know, I didn't get an email from Michael Brewer. Did you?
I did. I got an email from Michael
Brewer. What did Michael have to say? I like Michael a lot.
Michael lives down in Branson from Brewer and Shipley. And I wrote to him once, and I said, getting an email from you is still a big dang deal to me. Said, I don't want a fanboy out here on you. I said, but it really, it's a big deal to me.
Cool. That's neat.
So Michael sent out these pictures. He found some old pictures this week. Back when the band was called Shipley and Brewer.
No shit.
He said, this will tell you how old this is. We were called Shipley and Brewer. And I wonder what happened. Yeah. I wonder what the story is. Well. So it's a picture for a teen magazine. And so there's all these hippies.
A teen magazine?
A teen magazine, and they're flying imaginary kites.
Wow.
And so it's Shipley and Brewer and Neil Young and Stephen Stills and Richie Furey and all the members of Buffalo Springfield. And a couple other bands, and they're all like, and they've got their buckskin. It's just adorable. So if you haven't heard Shipley and Brewer, go hear Shipley and Brewer sometimes.
Well, you and I are going to make a new album pretty soon, right? It's going to be called Porter and Walking Horse, right?
Yeah, right after we fly them imaginary kites with Buffalo Springfield.
Shipley and Brewer just doesn't even sound right.
Well, not now.
Now, when we played the, the guy from the Byrds. What was his, the thing we...
Roger McGuinn.
Yeah, no, Gene Clark. Oh, Clark thing, and Tom Shipley and I got to talking, and Tom will talk your ear off.
Tom's a talker.
Tom's a talker. He's like, well, okay, Tom, yeah, you know, I got to go on stage, but no, let me tell you more. So... It was fun. We talked about, you know, chewing cocoa with the Indians in Venezuela was what we were talking about. I was like, cool.